Wait, let me look that up on the internet real quick.
TagCastPodcast.com.
Today's episode is brought to you in part, as always, by Complete Ag Resolutions, offering you the best solutions in your agricultural needs. Check them out at www.facebook.com/Complete Ag Resolutions.
Do you hate sports as much as I do?
No.
No, you say. You love them? You sick fucker. Wait. Check out www.officepoolsheets.com. Printable office pools for sports fans.
And now it's time for the TagCast podcast with Terry and Gatch. My name's Terry Guile.
I don't like your jerk-off name. I don't like your jerk-off face. I don't like your jerk-off behavior. And I don't like you, jerk-off.
See, because I paid a link for weed like in the 70s and I never got the real one back.
You just got tagged.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
And his name is Dustin Gatchel.
I heard in Hawaii, your spam email is your good email.
The TagCast podcast starts right now.
Good levels.
Do you have good levels? What?
I'm weird. Nothing. Guess...
Hello.
Hello.
All right. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the first live taping of the TagCast podcast. Thanks for sticking around and being here.
Thank you.
My name's Terry Guile. This is my Indian co-host.
Gatch.
His name is Gatch. And we've been wanting to do this for a while. We figured this would be a perfect place to try it out, the Virgin Voyage. So how many people listen to the TagCast podcast? Anybody? Yeah. Thank
My
you. Yeah, we
ears.
Get a few downloads. Only 50% from Oregon, though. We got listeners abroad.
Dude, we're worldwide. We're heard in over 25 countries.
25 countries.
Wow.
Like, how many percent is in Boise? We got a big crowd in Boise.
A big crowd in Boise.
Those Idahos like us.
Yeah. Northeastern Canada, where they like to send us crazy
Oh,
candies.
Dude, yeah. A guy sent us a gift pack with, like, a bunch of gross Canada candies.
We should have brought those candies out today so everybody
and he
could
sent us
some.
A bag of chicken chips. Which I've only heard of on Trailer Park Boys, so I know it's a Canadian thing.
Dude, those are awesome.
Dude, he rationed those chips for at least 15 days.
Yeah,
and it was a little.
Can get a hold of those, they're awesome.
And he sent us some ketchup chips, too. So, anyway, we got our guests here. They're getting ready to take off. It's a late night, the latest night. You can sit on that stool. You want me to push your stool in, Chris?
Get it?
Holy
Whoa.
Shit, going down.
Hey, you might want to correct that. It's right, and you got a stool in the crack.
I did that on purpose.
So for all of you out of the area listeners on the podcast, we had a great comedy show tonight. Chris Castle killed.
Oh, man, that was awesome.
He's going to jail.
You got to watch out for that.
Oh, wait.
Oh, no.
I mean, he almost got himself killed by calling the biggest guy in the bar an asshole and then a fucking asshole and enticing him to the stage.
But the greatest part is I walked by and he did like that super cool. Like he winked at me like, hey, bud. He winked at me. And like I know that if anyone fucks with me in here,
he's got your back.
That guy is he's got their back. He's gonna be on it. And he's gonna wrap him up into a pretzel and it'll be over.
See, it kinda worked like that chick that you called her a cunt and told her to fuck off. Next thing you know, she's sucking your dick. Yeah. And you tell a guy he's an asshole to come up to the stage, and he's like, you're funny, dude. I like you.
It sounds so much worse when you say it like that.
Well, that was a quick...
The girl you call a cunt, and then she sucks your dick.
That's the fucking...
That's like a
that's
T-shirt.
The shortened... Hey, don't steal my idea.
But hey, but I want to talk to Andy real quick, because Andy
was
outside.
Let's introduce our guest today.
This is Andy Bradwin. Go ahead, you guys.
We got to get Jesse up here, too. Introduce our guests to Gatch.
Is this thing on?
Share a mic.
We have Mac Chase.
Yeah, that's me.
A.K.A. Mac and Chase.
And
get it? Food jokes.
I'm leaving if there's food jokes. Out that fucking door.
And then we got Andy Bradwin here. And Chris Castles and Jesse Priest all the way from Salem.
Howdy.
So we're kind of meeting in the middle for the whole Willamette Valley comedy scene.
Yeah. Can I ask a pertinent question real quick?
Please do.
I found someone outside who has no idea what a podcast is. So does anyone else not know what a podcast is? Is that a yes
that
from everyone?
Everyone to admit it.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, I should ask that way. Well, I'm a yokel. I don't know. Well, I'm just curious because...
Well, you can download it online anytime. It's an on-demand radio show pretty much, right?
Yeah, you don't even need an iPod.
Yeah,
gotta
you
have
can
a computer.
Listen to it on your computer.
Or your phone.
Or your phone.
Dumb phone.
I don't get podcasts, man. I don't listen to those shits.
Yeah.
When the fuck am I supposed to, what am I going to do? Just sit down in front of my computer and listen to Terry talk for an hour? Fuck
no, you do like my... Nobody wants to do that.
Well, I mean, do it when you lift weights.
Where am I supposed to listen to a podcast? When?
Well, here's what my good
while
friend,
you're driving.
Yeah.
What about while you're driving? Doesn't
you
want
to
hear our sounds?
We're like an
sounds?
Hour and a half long.
Some of them when we have guests.
What's your pause button?
Maybe you need to take longer drives.
So
take the
take
long way.
Like a month to listen to one.
We have a lot. Yeah, we only got 46 episodes so far, so you could catch up quickly.
Can you get a job maybe farther away from home?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wait, let's shorten that question. Could you think you could get a job?
Oh shit!
It looks like really lazy improv to the untrained eye.
This is just some guys hanging out at their house, and they've just assembled a crew of hecklers. To get to us. But yeah, for those of you who don't know what a podcast is, it's just like kids at home playing like they're Adam Carolla or Howard Stern or Mark Maron, but most people don't know who Mark Maron is except for us here on the stage. Who knows who Mark Maron is?
My point exactly.
Nobody.
Yeah.
But he's got the most popular podcast, almost, 250,000 subscribers.
I know. They're not in Tangent, dude.
What the fuck?
They're not in Tangent.
No, they're in L.A.
Can we talk about Andy?
Yeah, let's do. Let's
I don't
want to
interrupt you, but Andy was outside bitching classic Andy Bradwin style. And, like, you were heated. I felt like I saved Mac from some serious
heated shit. He was flipping out.
So what were you talking about? Can you recreate the anger that you had?
Well, it started with how stupid I am. Because
as most things do.
And who was saying this? Who was calling you out?
I was calling myself stupid because what I did... was really stupid. I forgot to pay rent on the month of June, and then they waited till I was late for rent again, and then they hit me with like the double, you owe this much money.
We were double whammy.
Double whammy, and then I was like, ugh. So it was basically Andy can explain it. How do you feel about apartment owners?
Well, they're fucking assholes, man.
That's all. Look at that first sentence. They're fucking assholes.
Already
man.
Turning
well,
red.
Such a good argument.
Further. Like, they get all these fucking rules. You gotta be quiet at 9 o'clock. It's like, well, I work till 2 a.m. and I got your shithead kids fucking banging around the apartment complex at 8 a.m. And I can't fucking bitch about that, can I? It's like, oh, they're kids. Well, fuck you. I have to work to pay fucking rent.
Watch his face get redder.
And then I got to pay the rent. And then it's like, when you get a place, it's like, oh, you got rent. And then you got your security deposit. And then you got your last month's rent. And then you got the floor cleaning. And then you got the pet deposit. And then you got the drapes cleaning deposit. And then you got the refrigerator cleaning. Fuck off, man. That's what the rent is for.
Right. You're right. Dude, the tips of his hair are turning red.
What the fuck? I got to spend $2,500 fucking dollars moving your shitty apartment.
Was this apartment more than one story?
I don't know. It's every fucking apartment. It's all, you know.
No, I mean, was there a top and a bottom to the living?
Not.
Was it two stories? Did you have kids running back and forth, you know, on the second floor?
Dude, my neighbors, this is what they do. And I'm not trying to, like it's kind of like Randy Mendez's joke, but...
he's hacking right now, just so you guys know. That means
morning,
that he's hacking this joke. Go ahead.
Owned it.
Hacking
they
Randy
wake
Mendez
up
joke.
At 10 o'clock, I wake up to the kid just fucking screaming, Mom, 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 and then they just fucking yell at him and beat the crap out of him, and it wakes me up at like 10. I don't know if they beat the crap out of him, but...
Like,
you know,
crap probably doesn't come out.
He probably doesn't crap himself.
I saw a chicken
but then,
Springfield.
I could hear what was happening. I mean, the kid's yelling, and he's, I just want my mommy. I just want my mommy. And, like, the...
Oh, this got so dark.
No, he's, I want my mommy. He's being shitty. He's being shitty, not like... So he's like, I want my mommy. You know, screaming. Just screaming. And then the boyfriend, because this is no fucking way is this guy this kid's dad, okay? Like, And I just know this is what happens. You hear the dad just go, ah! He's like, how do you like that? I know he picked this kid up and screamed right in his fucking face. And then they're like, oh, why does our kid scream all the fucking time? It's because you're... It's the only way you communicate with your fucking child is screaming.
So tonight's episode is actually going to be called What Really Grinds Andy's Taint.
Yeah.
You know what grinds his taint?
A good Dremel
apartment tool. Owners and kids that scream.
I got a Dremel tool that'll do the same job. It'll grind your teeth.
I had a upstairs neighbor who was a schizophrenic ex-sailor, and he had a sack of coconuts that he enjoyed rolling them down the stairs at 3 o'clock in the morning. He would just get up there, and you'd just hear, like, what's that, dude? It's like, oh, that's Matt Land. He's playing with his coconuts. It was crazy. He was a crazy guy.
Were these coconuts he had for years, or did he buy new ones every week?
I think he had the same bag of coconuts.
You never saw him carrying new coconuts.
I'd never seen him eat a coconut either. He was just rolling them down the stairs.
He must have had a bag of coke.
He was batshit crazy. He was nuts. He would get on the roof and play his trumpet. Poorly.
That sounds like something Jesse Priest would do. I've seen him playing a trumpet on Facebook.
They called that art.
So he was just playing like the theme song from Almond Joy commercials?
Yeah, he was playing like, you know, it was like improv jazz, like cats dying when they're, I don't know, it was terrible. And then he would had a plan when the cops come, he could jump from our roof to the neighbor's roof. So what he would do, the cops would show up, and he would leap to the other roof and then crawl down to the street and run off. He was nuts.
Was he like Batman?
The first time I met him.
He's like Batman.
Yeah, the first time I met him, right, he was hammered, and he was knocking on his own door. His name was Matt Land, and he was going, I'm looking for a real man. I'm looking for Matt Land. And knocking on his own door. He had a record of a powwow, and he would turn it on like really loud, and then you could hear him dancing around. He's like having his own private powwow in his apartment.
Do you have any of those, Dustin?
Hey, give him my number. I'll come over.
So you got a mic now, Jesse? Oh. Well, kick
it. Working?
He's got a kick drum mic.
Just share the mics.
I got a kick drum mic.
Max said enough already.
Yeah. I heard sound out of it for a second, though, but maybe not.
It must have a long cord with a short in it.
This is so confusing. I feel lost in a...
Hey, shut the fuck up, Scott. Just kidding. Love you, Scott. That's the phrase. That's
you got your shoes
phrase.
On, Scott?
She gives Scott a microphone.
Oh, yeah. Shit. Why don't you take your shoes off and get comfortable, buddy?
Just be the Scott.
Last comedy show, he was running around here barefoot.
Yeah.
Don Frost wanted to kick his ass.
Yeah.
Take your shoes off, please.
Whenever I was feeling down, I just tune into Scott Cass. It would just be there would be one episode Scott that would just Cass. Go on until Scott's done.
You should start a podcast.
Just whenever you want, you just tune in live to Scott Cass. And you feel better because Scott, listen to him. He's amazing.
He is.
He's here. No, I'm saying I like Scott.
I think Dean has a question for us. Are you asking a question over there?
Dean. Yes.
it's not a very good view.
This is called the rear view. It's a show that mirrors the view.
Yeah.
Rear view mirror. And instead of having a black dude, we have a half Mexican on this side, like Whoopi Goldberg, and then I'm the Baba Watas because I have like a lisp a little bit. Think this is who's this? Kelly Osbourne? Oh, that's a different show.
How do you know about the view? Shouldn't you have a job?
This is his job. He works at the Dixie.
If we talk about some food, though, we're the Chew. Isn't that the show that's on there?
Oh,
the
Chew.
Nice job. You're cool.
The Chew.
Hosted by Chris Castles.
I'm still trying to think of a good like Mexican name for... What's a good name for a Mexican Whoopi Goldberg? Whoopi
How do you
Martinez.
Say Whoopi
is? I don't know.
Like, how do you say Whoopi?
Arriba Goldberg.
Arriba Burrito. What? How about that? Arriba Burrito.
Okay.
Scott's got it.
Whip it out.
Don't tell Scott to whip
Scott.
It out.
Scott, whip it out. Charo.
Charo burrito.
Dude, that's fucking burnt.
Charo.
Charo. We're being called out on our Charo knowledge.
Is that a luchador?
Scott, that doesn't make any sense. Scott?
get angry at Scott, Andy. Let's hear it. Get angry. Let's
Who's
get
the
up.
One person that pissed you off the most tonight, Andy?
No, what's this guy's name?
Dave Scott. Wilson. No.
Dave?
Dave's not here.
Dave. So I got during my set, I tell a joke, then Dave like says something.
Heckle.
He heckles me. And then Scott says something. And then Dave says to Scott, hey, shut the fuck up. And I'm like, that doesn't make any fucking sense. You both shut the fuck up.
You missed Comedy Showcase
I'm like, thanks,
number two.
But
that is now the catchphrase of the Dixies. You're lucky he didn't tell you, Scott, shut the fuck up. We just say that to everybody around here. If they're out of line, it doesn't matter if it's a girl or a guy or a transvestite. Scott, shut the fuck up. Speaking of transvestites, you don't see those much here in transit.
Say that and sell them here.
Or tangent? Is that where we are? Tangent. But we went to Portland there nights. First time we ever got fucked by a tranny. It was the transmission in my car actually went out. Oh. But we did see five Zing. Trannies while we were in a car that didn't have a tranny. And they were gross. There was a guy with so much bat fat.
Problem
back fat.
Solved.
I know his back fat was hanging out of his open back dress, and he couldn't walk in the heels very well at all, and he had this nice little gay boy with him. He wasn't just happy either. He was like homosexual. But it was a great couple. And then we saw, actually, I'm going to admit it, we saw a good-looking tranny. I made my wife say, you're looking good tonight, honey. She said, oh, you too, sugar. Blew her a kiss.
My favorite is the tranny that lives below you. Not tranny, but cross-dressing dude, Edward. This is a great story.
Okay, so, yeah, Edward is my downstairs neighbor.
Edward,
does
what?
He come to shows sometimes?
Edward,
like at the speaker?
You didn't know that? Okay, so
oh
he's
my
coming.
God,
he's
I somebody,
he's
know that.
Someone's dropping him off, and he gets out of a car, and he's in a suit. And he's got, like, this like a medal on him. And I go, dude, like, what's up? You look nice. What's going on? It's like, well, I got an award for my drag. And I said, you race cars? And then he's all like, no, silly.
Edward lives right below you?
Yeah, yeah.
That is so fucking awesome.
How does it feel to have a...
That guy is awesome.
He's a pretty cool guy.
I just want to know how it feels to have a cross-dresser under you at all times.
Andy seems upset when he's excited about something. You notice that? Fucking awesome.
It's like a little kid.
It's fucking awesome, man.
I'm really angry about being happy right now.
It really grinds my taint.
I got a question for you, Terry. You were talking in your set about smoking since you were five. I was wondering how much weed it takes to get stoned at 5 years old. Do you recall?
I don't really remember,
man. Did you really
get
stoned when you were five?
No, I did. My parents were, like I said, liberal or druggies, whatever you want to call them. And instead of having me pound on the wall all night saying, you guys shut up, I got to go to school tomorrow. Oh, wait, preschool. And they're like, ah, just come out here and play a song on the piano, you little shit ass. Smoke this hash. I'm cool.
Did you like,
I feel like
have you like not looked back since? Did you just
and you know what's cool? You know, like if you get hooked
like a
on
pothead, like, yeah, from them.
Yeah, pretty much.
You've been like smoking steady since you
were
we
five. Used to smoke weed in the fifth grade at
How
lunchtime.
How can you even form sentences?
Seriously.
Jesus Christ.
That's a great question, and I'd like to elaborate on it. Here's the deal. You can take pills. People get fucked up on pills. They're taking oxys.
Hey,
but
hey,
they're taking Vicodin. But, you know, if you take
Terry,
them every day.
Terry.
Hey.
Do you have any pills?
Yeah. Talk to me after the show. But see, if you take. I just have methadone right now. But if you take.
I did candy when I was five. That was like. Skittles was enough for me. I'd be like, dude.
Well, you're like, weed when you're that young is like if you're on acid and then you have a Pabst. It's like, really? Is it really going to even change you?
See, in the
weird
thing. Aren't
you kind of fucked up enough as it is? Being a 5 year old and everything?
Shit crazy.
Not knowing what shit is? You're like, oh, now I really don't know what it is.
He doesn't know what's going on. He must be. High. No, he's fine.
He's fine.
Are you high or are you fine?
That's probably the best time to be stoned.
Yeah.
What's a cop going to stone?
Oh, ask me. No, I'm five.
Are you high? I don't know what that is. I don't know what you are.
He's like, a dinosaur.
You're not my,
high?
You're not my dad. I'm scared. No, get out of here.
If you were my dad, you'd be giving me weed to smoke. Right? No, so here's the thing. You take those pills every day, and you got to take more and more pills. I know people who were taking, like, 15 Vicodin a day because they start out at two. Jeez. And then they got to take 10 just to feel normal. I don't have to smoke 800 bong hits a day.
Yeah,
I can still get really baked off one.
Yeah, you just do.
Because I can. Because it's almost legal, and I have one leg that's fucked up.
Hey, people on the podcast.
Have you ever made a bong?
Leg is twisted up awkwardly.
I like to listen to comedy shows where, like, the audience is laughing for about 35 seconds, but the guy's not saying anything. And you know he's doing something really funny. Like,
oh, so not when I was performing then. Cause
oh, no.
They just I thought you were talking about me for a second. You're like, the audience is
no, that's when you're telling jokes, but no one's laughing.
Yeah. The opposite.
I was talking about not
that
telling
the castles.
The opposite.
The opposite of that.
I had to go outside because I was sweating my ass off. Did you do your germophobic homeless person thing?
No, I didn't. That's man, good. That I should have done that one. They would have liked it more than the whole, I hate you guys smoke crack.
I can't believe that I
that crack thing, man. There are some hard people in that
I can't believe
thing.
That I actually snapped a picture of that when you were did you see that picture I posted on Facebook of you? You're doing the whole.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I did see that. Thanks.
And I was like, you only do it for like 5 seconds, so I don't know how I got the camera out and actually snapped a clean picture.
It's like
picture,
three now. I really hate that part.
It's like catching a flash of lightning. You
exactly.
Know? Yeah.
Because if you guys think about it, he has a great point. Could you imagine a germophobic homeless person?
Don't do that
records.
So
I'm
not
like,
cool.
I want to listen to these records.
Hey, Mac, radio etiquette. If someone is talking,
hey, you want
to you're supposed
out my
to be
vinyl
listening
collection?
To them, because then you make them look like an asshole when you're like, oh, hey, do you guys ever think about flies? It's like, oh, I guess what I was saying doesn't matter.
Is this
matter.
A real wall?
All right, I got a contest.
Do we have a contest?
I'm going to point at a record, and you have to tell me what the biggest hit was on that record.
All right. Do I have to guess the record that you're pointing at?
No, I'm going to point it and say it.
Oh, okay.
Right there. Double gatefold. Fucking Ted Nugent, Free for All.
Free for All?
Free for All.
Oh, that was a shitty one. Okay, let me try something else. Whoa.
I'm going to get a beer.
Get that. Check out that dude's teeth.
All right.
The
who's
Blasters.
That? Never heard of him.
Me neither.
Heard of him. No.
This is a fucking
shitty
game. Is
that their big hit, Jeff?
Okay,
American
Rick Springfield.
Music, 1 point, Jeff.
Rick Springfield, working class hero. Anybody can answer.
Yes.
Yeah.
You just won a free email. We're going to send you an email when we get back to the computer.
Very nice.
Dude, those are rare as fuck.
No, hey, it's
make sure you leave your email address. That's great, because I'll never fucking that album looks like us. That looks like Spuds McKenzie on that album cover. Except for he doesn't have the dot over his thing.
What I want to know is what happened to Johnny Cash.
What happened? He died?
He died.
No, I mean, what happened?
He died.
Yeah, I think someone from one of those bands must have stole him.
I don't know.
I know.
He is gone.
So, I don't know where Jake Payne is, but thanks to Jake for letting us do this. But where's the fucking Johnny Cash poster?
Yeah. What's the big hit on Bachman Turner Overdrive, Not Fragile?
It's not Taking Care of Business. I think they were hit.
You let it roll.
Now we're just
you guys let it roll.
Records on the wall.
Okay, Dustin, check this out.
All right.
These guys stuck around. Andy got
Thank
to get
guys.
To the work in the morning, even though he said
man,
he got fired.
That's awesome, man.
Hey,
are you a drummer?
Thing,
let's ask him some questions. Or
are you a drummer?
No.
Why are you wearing a Pearl shirt?
Do you give out free Pearl necklaces?
I can play the drums. I don't own a drum set or I'm not in a band.
Have you ever
that
owned
is a
Pearl?
A Goodwill. It's a badass shirt. Look at it.
Yeah, that is.
Brand new.
It makes you look like
that
a drummer.
That is some Goodwill.
I can play some drums.
Do you play in a hipster indie band from Eugene, Oregon?
Totally.
Yeah.
Not. No, I'm going to say this guy, eye patch guy here, that's the second time I've seen that shirt today.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that fucking weird? How
the
weird
PETA
is that?
PETA shirt.
You want to suck
eat
on it?
Tasty animals.
No.
You want to suck
no.
his PETA? No. Shirt. For those on the podcast who are listening at home, he has a pita shirt on.
Do you like pita bread?
Like I've heard that before, and I've seen bumper stickers and shit, but I've never seen the shirt, and I've seen it twice today.
People eating tasty animals.
Yeah.
Now turn around. All God's creatures look best next to mashed potatoes and gravy.
Oh, that is true.
Now take your pants down.
Oh, shit.
Just kidding. Just wanted to see if you had a patch down there, too. I'll take my leg off. If you take your pants off. Just kidding. It got weird. Hey, Castles, what are you doing over there? You fucking attention whore?
He's networking.
Okay, do you got any other questions for these, maybe Jesse or Matt?
Have any of you guys ever owned horses?
No, I have not owned a horse.
How about you, Andy?
No!
I'm terrified of horses. What? I'm going to talk
Why?
To you.
Have you ever what happened when, with a horse with you?
What is? Oh, what? I want to hear what Andy feels about horses.
Oh.
I've never owned one. They're big and scary.
That's exactly how I feel.
Why would you get on that animal?
I feel you should hold your horses.
I don't want you on me, so I'm going to kick your ass.
They always look at you like, I'll fucking crush you. Horses are just huge.
Why do they let us ride them?
I don't know. Horses should stand up.
They're all smart and majestic. Really.
They should lay down for what they believe in.
Dumb. They're
dumb
animals.
We jam, like, sex toys in their mouth.
Now I know why Annie doesn't like horses.
You know, I feel like the question should be
a little turned on.
How do you feel about horses?
Riding crop.
Mouthpiece.
Oh, like,
horses. That's how the dude from Metalocalypse says it. We like to hook up with the horses. Mini horses and mini knights.
Hey, everybody, look at Mac put his sunglasses on.
Dude, that's a sweet shirt. I can see your skin through it.
You see my nipples?
Have you? Yeah.
You need to wear that shirt on a yacht.
Fuck yes.
That's a good yachting shirt.
I wish the people that are listening on the internet right now
could see. You look like a popular guy from an 80s movie.
Yes.
What 80s movie are you from?
Oh. You know what? Nick said it. My friend Nick said that I look like the guy that's behind Biff. In Back to the Future.
Wait,
he came to the diner and he's all, I'm not chewing gum.
So you're not a big gum chewer?
I have a jaw disease that my jaw pops every time I eat.
Yeah.
Every time I eat, it just goes plop, plop, plop. So I don't chew gum because it's just noisy. It's distracting. It's like crunch, crunch, crunch.
It does. Sometimes for me, it cools down the voices in my head. It kind of drowns them out.
Yeah.
Quick, get that guy some gum.
Yeah. Hey, that's a catchphrase from our podcast. Hey.
Todd's got a question.
Scott.
Come on.
I don't know.
I don't know his name. Fuck.
Jeez, I'm sorry.
His question was, can you remember his name?
Come on.
I don't understand. Are people going to see this?
No, they're going to hear it.
They're going to hear it only,
but they're
Scott.
Not going to hear you because you don't have a microphone unless you yell really loud.
No, yes.
Don't say those words.
Yell.
Fuck up, Scott.
Yeah, that might be heard. If you're listening with noise-canceling earbuds.
Yeah.
With a high-quality iPod.
Poor Scott.
Remember how Andy had to leave such in a hurry now, but we're getting him attention?
I'm fucking tired and I wanted to go.
He's past the point.
Are you delirious yet, though? Are you seeing anything?
Yeah, are you delirious?
No, I'm not delirious.
Well, then you're fine.
You're comfortable, though.
You're not as red as you were.
I'm sitting on a couch.
Before, you were redder than that Mantovani Christmas Magic album behind your head when you were talking about what grinded your taint.
Get angry, Andy.
Christmas magic.
Stop. You can't just fucking flip a switch and make me angry.
God, I wish.
We can.
I wish.
You could be like anything. What do you
like
hamsters? What do you feel about hamsters?
If he kicked you right in the switch, I bet it'd make you angry.
If he doesn't.
If we can't flip your switch, can we push your buttons?
I hit him in the balls, and he won't even hit me back.
Try it now.
That's a true friend.
That sounds so bad when I say it to a group of people.
You're so nice.
And he won't even hit me back.
All I want him to do is punch me in the asshole.
I give.
And he just takes and takes some more.
Just a piece of meat for your pleasure.
To be beat upon.
That's right, bitch. Smack him again.
So maybe we could have a Chuck Norris contest.
Bunch of waffle.
We'll see who can take 10 kicks to the nuts without flinching. That's what Chuck Norris did. That's what garners you the beauty of having 100 million jokes that are shitty written about you.
But that means you don't have nuts.
Oh, that's right. That's a great point.
Chuck Norris
Jesse.
Is the nutless wonder, is that what you're
yes.
saying?
Yes.
And I'll say that to his Republican face.
Yeah. He'll try to sell you a weightlifting machine if you're not careful.
Dude, have you seen that machine? You're the weight.
I know.
They're just selling you some strings and fucking pulleys.
Mastermind.
Like the part that makes you stronger
is
you.
You
already own that.
That's why we'll send you two if you order before midnight tonight.
True. Have you seen it?
Just pray and separate shipping and processing. $49.99.
Do you think you get a pamphlet of Chuck Norris jokes with every purchase?
Isn't that called push-ups and pull-ups and shit? Like,
we will sell you a floor that you can do push-ups on.
Yeah. That's so funny.
You put it on your existing floor, and you just do them. Oh. It helps.
You're the weight.
That's what he said about you in the show earlier. The anchor, I mean. No, it was good. The good part. Not the weight that was dragging it down. No, the anchor. You held it all together like an anchor.
Oh, this guy.
Like a tug-of-war team.
Who saw Andy perform? Anyone? I saw Andy.
I was there.
Okay, check this out. That was pretty awkward, right? Wait until he has to perform at Three Rivers. He has to do 30 minutes at Three Rivers.
It's gotta be clean.
And I can't use any of the jokes.
Is that three different shows? You're doing one at each river?
I can't use any of the jokes I used to
Yeah, make. You can't say stuff about gambling. You can't say
can't
stuff
about...
Can't
talk
about... You can't say
Jesus
cunt.
Or politics.
9/11. It's probably not good.
Well, what are you going to make jokes about?
I thought it was
you
rather...
shouldn't close with an awesome 9/11 joke.
I thought it was awfully patriotic and courageous of you to do that joke.
My sister called me. My sister called me on the 12th. She's like, "Did you go on stage last night?" I'm like, "No." She's like, "Okay,
good."
I was like, "Why?" She's like, "I was just wondering if you told your 9/11 joke." I was like, "Well, I would have." She's like, "You would have?" What? That's like the day to tell it. Like, why wouldn't I tell a 9/11 joke?
When everybody's all vulnerable and sensitive. Oh, your dad was in that? Sorry. It was a tasty drink, though.
Here's a funny joke.
I got some great Pearl Harbor jokes. That awesome. I just wait.
Wait till December. Day.
Too late.
That's like the opposite of too soon. Yeah, December, right?
Oh, you got to do them like on the anniversary. Otherwise, there's no nerve to strike.
Are you just going to make jokes about the movie?
You got to tell them.
That movie
was
is
a horrible
a
movie.
Yeah, I know. I got to be one of them.
You got to tell Pearl Harbor jokes at a casino on Pearl Harbor when it's full of veterans.
Japanese.
Like, my grandfather was a barber in Pearl Harbor, and he just cut people's hair.
It's
and
fun
he'd
to
still
say.
Be pissed.
Pearl Harbor
that's
at Pearl
the only
Harbor.
Reason he's.
Who's
that.
Writing a song tonight?
Oh, that's true though.
My grandpa was a barber down at Pearl Harbor.
Holy shit!
Yeah,
you guys heard it on the podcast live.
Yeah,
that's the song that takes me to the top.
We're gonna.
I'm already fat. I might as well have Elvis's career.
We're gonna flesh it out.
Most times I spend in the toilet, I'll probably die there.
Yeah, and speaking of fleshing it out, if you go to tagcastpodcast.com, you can get a good deal on a fleshlight.
Yeah, you can.
I know, or you could just get second place in a air sex competition like I did and get one for free.
Second?
Wow. You got second?
The best. I lost to the guy, Dustin, who went on to win the Nationals. You guys know what air sex is? That's where
you
it's just like air guitar, but you fuck the air.
Are you...
See, I got second place, but not because I'm good at it.
It's like air guitar.
Yeah.
It's like air guitar. You're rocking out, but you're just fucking
in second place, though. That's you're going to be a shoe-in
when
they open up.
Can you use props, dude? Like,
No props. No, but this is the thing. I got second.
Like Charlie P. just fucking jumping on the chair.
That's pretty much how it went. No, it was great. That's pretty much what I did without the chair. I'm like even better than Clint Eastwood.
Own that chair.
I don't even need a chair. It's like he's got four dicks with wheels on the end.
I'm pterodactyling. Terry dactyling.
It's a dactyl chair.
Smoking weed since you were 5 does nothing to you at all.
I'm perfectly fine. We gotta start a video podcast.
I was going to say, though, seriously, when I competed, the only reason I got second is because no one else fucking tried. Like, no one got the idea that you're supposed to fuck the air and, like, do actual shit you do. Unless, apparently girls just fuck like this. I'll show you.
What? Is that who got first place?
No,
that's how girls fuck. Because that's what everyone else did. Or they're like, show the little part of the boobies.
Chris Castles was
and
just
I was like,
belly
it's
dancing.
Not the point. So I went up and pretended like I got turned down by a girl, and like I tried to cunnilingus her, but I didn't know what I was doing, so I was just like blowing on her pussy. And it was funny. But the guy that won was amazing. He's like a 120-pound gay man who was like also an acrobat.
Scary.
He was.
Dude,
he
I'm
did.
Scared
a,
of him.
It was like you know you see those videos where the Rolling Stones play in the 70s, and the crowd is just full of girls like.
Titties
That's exactly
everywhere.
What it was like, except for he was doing backflips into the splits and then double donging and like ooh.
Double donging,
oh, pterodactyling,
owning that shit. And he was in his box. He was in his briefs, just straight underwear, nothing else, and socks.
See,
it was crazy, disgusting, and amazing and majestic all at once. Clearly, a moment.
Did he have a hard on?
No.
You look.
I just wanted to say that because I can.
But all the girls screaming kept his dick down.
I heard it
in
the audience.
He's totally into dudes. But
so
he...
have you been working on your air sex routine to kind of take over his place?
No.
Because
at all.
I would like
interested.
To see you in the Hall of Fame one day.
I got talked into it. Literally, I walked in like, please, Chris, do it. No one else is doing it. And I was like, I don't fucking, fuck, no.
Was that Stephanie?
I was like, can I just have a free beer?
Because she was the host.
Stephanie did.
She was the host.
Because I saw her like a week before that, and she was like, watch this video! Watch this! Oh my god, you have to watch! She was really drunk. Watch this video!
She had the video of me?
No, of the guy that won.
Yeah.
Oh, of Tyler.
The year before.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Just
oh,
like
man.
Stephanie talked me into it, and then filmed the person who beat me and showed it to everybody.
He was good. Like, I would have been right up there with all those girls, you know? I just imagine it was like 100 Stephanie Pirtles, though, just like, yeah!
No, don't imagine that.
Were you there?
That's hard on the brain.
Is it?
It's okay. She doesn't listen to the show.
Is it just
you can say whatever you
is
want
Is it
about
100 of her in the crowd or that you're envisioning? Or is it just like
that's not a crowd,
different
that's...
bodies with their with her face on all of them?
Oh, yeah, black people, white people, men, women.
Oh, both ways is bad.
Black Stephanie Pirtles.
Including tweakers, which I like to call Methany Pirtle.
Methany
Pirtle.
Hey, if she ever gets strung out, she could change her name to that, or maybe it could be like a like a catchphrase thing.
The best part, though, was the end. He got the vibrating fleshlight because he was first place, but I just got the regular fleshlight. But it was so great to carry around the rest of the night to other bars. I was like, why are you carrying a fleshlight?
Or wearing it?
And I'm like, this isn't a fleshlight. This is an award. I don't know.
A trophy?
A trophy.
This is
a trophy. And then I fucked it one time because I had to try it. It's so realistic. It was
dishwasher
like,
safe, ladies and gentlemen.
I fucked it once, but then I was like, maintenance is way too high on this thing. You got to like clean out the... And I just rinsed it real good.
Well, what do you think? You just leave it in there?
So that was
sold a used fleshlight.
He wanted it. I told him, I was like, dude, I already
it was
fucking
lightly
who,
used.
Who?
Lightly used.
Joe Parra, remember Joe?
He's so
sold it to a black
Joe,
man.
Yeah.
You
what the fuck happened to Joe?
No, dude, it was made for all sizes. This is a big flashlight. I like barely even got through the lips. You know, like there's a whole chamber there. I rinsed it and I sold it to him. I was like, dude, I fucked it. And he's like, I know. I'm going to clean it again.
I know, dude.
I'm going to clean it again.
I'm going to lick it clean.
And then he was like, well, what did you do? Did you press it against the wall and fuck it? Or did you, like, move it on your dick? And I did both.
That's a weird.
And they're both
You're
weird.
Like, wait, hold on.
It was both weird.
That's a really weird question for a man to ask.
I'll sell it to you tomorrow. Give it back to me.
How do you clean
it,
though?
Ladies. I'm sorry. That's totally terrible.
Dishwasher safe, as Jesse said.
But that's just what happened.
Do you just put soap in it and then just fuck it again to wash it?
No, I just want... No.
Just use soap for lube. You never have to clean it.
I have a half-Mexican dick. It's dirty.
Dude, don't do that.
It's a
that,
dirty
man.
Half-Mexican dick. Not
so you did
shit.
That in John Henry's bathroom? You
fucking I did it. When
I thought you said you took it to a bunch of bars and then you fucked it and washed it out in the sink and then sold it to a black man.
I did it immediately when I went home, though. It was like, I was excited. I was like, I gotta go, guys. I'm
got the trophy.
I'm gonna go fuck this thing.
And it was like I had a girl with me. It was like I had a girl with me and I didn't want anyone to fuck that up, you know, or her to meet too many of my friends, you know. I was like, hey, like, where are you going? I'm like, to the bathroom. Tech, sorry, got sick, went home.
It'd be
Wait
really
for
good
me
place.
Outside. Wait for me outside. I'll be there.
A fleshlight would be a really good place to hide drugs because nobody would ever look there. You know? Like, you could easily hide a meth habit
they
in your
like,
fleshlight.
Like, they might
no
like
problem.
Squeeze it
and
open
and
look.
You could fit a crack pipe in there, too. It'd be perfect.
Wow.
You could probably turn it into a crack pipe.
Yeah, that's true, though, because the cop's not going to be like, what's going on here? Something's in there. there's crack. Yeah. That's what I thought.
You're going to jail.
In the puss. You got it all in one. Crack and puss.
Watch your head, son.
I'm so dirty. I'm gonna stop talking.
Crack and puss? I like that. I'm gonna write a short story and like for children. Illustrated.
Crack and puss.
Crack and puss.
It's like the spin-off of Puss in Boots.
Yeah. It's like a spin-off of that and Clash of the Titans. It's like, release the Kraken puss.
So weird. That's the exact sound that it makes. I don't know if you've ever put crack in a puss, but that's what it
is. It like pop? Is it like
it
pop rocks?
Boiling. Oh, yeah, it's like pop rocks.
Pop rocks.
Have you ever put pop rocks in a vagina?
No, but I got Mac has a funny story about.
Well, okay, first okay. Answer my question: have you ever poured pop rocks in
okay,
a vagina?
Right, any ladies.
I've never done that. No,
I've hardly even put my own penis in a vagina.
Jesus,
I love pop rocks,
dude. Yeah. The cherry flavor.
I never had a girl like be like, "What? What kind of stuff can I put in your vagina?" Like, I'm just grabbing things in the apartment. Like, how's this? It's cool.
That should always be the first question you ask.
What it is it's a way to implement
of items,
a
like,
vibrator, or I mean, a dildo that doesn't vibrate.
Just put a check mark next to the list.
You just pour pop rocks in your vagina, and then you can use a regular dildo, and it's still vibrating.
I feel like it's you're. Like, what the fuck is happening?
You don't know what you got yourself into, do you?
I feel like pop rocks would like make it hard to like follow that act, you know? Like,
yeah.
How are you gonna make your dick like pop rocks in her pussy? She's into it. If she really likes it, you fucked yourself.
Well, what you need is you need like a vibrator that shoots the pop rocks out after a while.
And
you know?
You'd have to
what
like.
What if that was a fart right there? This just happened.
If that was a fart, that would have been you probably.
Let's bring that. Let's get it just a little
the
lower.
Classy humor of Chris Castle.
Let's get the bar.
What if that
lower.
Was a fart?
We can get it lower than that. Farts are funny. I'm Chris Castle. Good night, everybody.
Dude, if someone farted like a motorcycle, that shit would be hilarious. I don't care how lowbrow you think that is, but I do want to ask Mac, not pop rocks, but
okay. So
thing. This are, like sounds out of pussy.
All right. So. I have a little niece. She's 5 now. And I think it was like last year, my brother-in-law heard her making this horrible noise going, rah, 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 rah. And so he goes to see what's going on. And in the bathroom, there's a mirror that's low on the floor. And she is talking with her vagina. It's speaking. And she's going, roo, roo, rah, rah. And so, my brother-in-law goes to my sister. He's like, I think you should handle this one. I think. And she goes, and I don't know what she said to her, but then she came back and she's like, well, you know, if it could talk, it'd probably sound like that. What she said. So, that's the Betty Taylor version of the vagina monologues.
By the way, that's 100% normal in a kid, just so you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, I was born with like a squirt gun. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Maybe she'd recently watched Return of the Jedi, you know, the Sarlacc.
Don't talk about her like that.
You gotta wonder with stories like that what little girls think about their vaginas when they don't really know
what
it's for.
Jim Carrey did it in that one movie where he's talking with his ass, didn't he?
Yeah.
Maybe they were watching that.
Let me vag you a few questions.
Yeah. I don't know. In a way, she's a lot like you already, obviously, because I've seen you interact, you know, like do whole movies in mirrors.
Yeah. Whoa.
And you do it with your stupid face. I mean, it's not that different.
You know? I had a friend who's a child psychologist, and she was seeing a 7-year-old, which is not much different than a 5-year-old, and she said that her vagina looked like a baked potato with a vest on it.
Oh, there's another. I got another good one about. Okay, we go to this art show. It's the art, whatever, the one that didn't get to the mayor's art show, the Refusal or something like that.
Whoa.
And I'm in there. And it's there's a lot of lesbian artwork in there. And there's this one that it's a vagina. It's like paper mache,
But it's just, it looks like a, it looked like a baked potato.
It's like a, did it have a vest?
And then, so I was
what
making,
color vest?
I was drunk and inappropriately making comics at the art show. So I was all like, look guys, it's the anatomically correct Mrs. Potato Head. Because, you know, Mr. Potato Head would be the first one to say she's enormous cunt. And then my favorite part was there was this painting. And if a man had painted it, everyone would have hated it, but some lesbian painted it, and it was two mermaids embracing each other, and like one is like sucking on the nipple. It would look like what you would have in a picture you'd find in who's the guy that does Hustler?
Larry Flint.
Larry Flint's pool house. Well, this would definitely be on the wall. And it's like, this is freaking awesome. Look at it. And so I'm sitting there, and I'm still drunk and saying inappropriate things about people's artwork. So I go up there and it's like, hey, look, guys, it's Ariel and Areola. I was really upset because I'm like, where's the painting depicting third base? Because that's really where I'm confused about how the mermaids get on.
Hey, mermaids are real, man. That's not funny.
You're always digging TV, through the scales.
You know, not to diss any of the other comics, but I think we just need to have you on the show every episode. You've got the greatest stories. I'm not trying to get up in you or anything.
Those are all of them. So.
Oh, well, never mind.
You tap that well. Yeah.
I'm not trying to defend myself and say that I don't like the rest of you guys as much as Mac, but Mac,
but I wish I could suck his dick later. I wish you guys would leave him here. I could ride.
Hey, Mac
just
does,
kidding.
Mac does have the best stories ever.
Thanks.
I'm serious.
How did that happen? How did you get them all? Top dollar.
I lived sunglasses. My life.
Traded him to
I
a crackhead for $2.
Wild and crazy life this 32 years. Yeah, I don't
He's
know.
He's so seasoned.
Because insane things happen to me. Crazy people are attracted to me. They're like,
That is so true. Mac and I have been friends. We've been friends a decade. Right?
Oh, yeah, man. A decade.
The first time we met, this is just to say, like, even meeting him is a crazy story. And if you have an experience with him, it'll probably be the same thing. And I haven't had enough to drink. But, so... When I first met him, we hung out and got shit-faced because we were dumb kids.
Yeah,
we were like in our early 20s. Mm-hmm. And the next day, I don't remember exactly the order of things, but you tell the story from here.
Okay,
but
all
after
right.
After we hung out.
He's got the best story.
We got hammered. And I went home. I don't even know how I got there. I stumbled home. And I get up, and I'm going to work, and I put on my shoes, and I realized... that I had taken one of Chris's shoes and one of my shoes and put them on my feet. And I'm a poor person. I don't own any other shoes. I have no other shoes. So I went to work with two different shoes on.
And where you were? You worked at the Shed, which is like a nice.
Yeah, it was a music. It was a concert venue. I was wearing slacks and two different pairs of shoes. They were both black. So I was actually just messing with people at work. It's like, look at me. What's wrong? What's wrong? Come on, guess. And they'd be like, you're high? And I'm like, that's not what's right. Yeah. So then that's what started this love affair, Chris, because I had to call him and get my other shoe.
Yeah, it does sound like a Cinderella story.
Did you, like, slip it on his foot and it fit, and you're like, oh, I knew it was you all along, man.
I slipped it on his foot, and I was like, you're fucking weird. He's like, you too. I was like, this is awesome.
So, you know, if that would have happened like last week or something, you would have totally pulled it off. They'd like, check out that hipster. He's got two different shoes.
I know, but totally normal. I'm wearing two shoes. Like,
I'm going to do that
weird tomorrow,
dude.
But
wear a sandal and a boot and walk around.
16 eye boots.
Be all chink, chonk, chink, chonk.
And the first time.
And then if the Canadian came up, he'd be like, what about a boot?
What's this, a boot?
What about your boot? What's
this?
A sandal?
Shit.
Can I just do a street joke now? Because I feel like it's appropriate. Hey, audience, do you guys know where Canadians go when they got in a lot of trouble with alcohol?
A-A.
Boom! Zing, not mine. Street joke. Enjoy it.
Well,
That's because there's a shitload of crickets and fucking tangent. I came here and I was like, is the audience just going to be crickets?
Yeah.
Because that's crazy. I don't have any insect jokes.
That really bugs me, dude. All right, so what else do we got? You haven't been saying much, Dustin. Did you fall asleep over there?
What? Yeah, I fell asleep.
His shirt says,
taking
I love naps.
I like that shirt.
Yeah.
I saw that bumper sticker on a car today. Uh-huh.
I love naps.
It was off-centered and crooked.
Okay, let's talk.
That's concerning that someone's like, I love naps, and they put it on their car, because then you'd be worried about that person.
Yeah. And it's all taking crooked naps, and off-centered. Yeah. They're like,
yeah, they fell asleep while they were putting it on. Maybe...
I'm so tired. I love naps. I'm going to go drive around.
Is anybody else? I'm sorry. I want to put you on the spot, Jesse. And we should talk to Jesse. Hasn't talked a lot.
He's got
to
share a mic.
Dude, if he okay, Halloween's coming up. If Jesse painted, if Jesse's that guy on the other couch, paint himself green, and put a purple mask on, and put a shell on his back, would he not be Donatello? He has to do that.
I told you I'm not comfortable performing in green face.
Vegans and lesbians will be offended.
Could all four of you go as all of the turtles, though?
No, he's perfectly... You just got to cover the ears. I'm sorry, but
was that an ear joke? Don't give Dino the stare.
He's
like
I love the Ninja Turtles. You guys are jerks.
What's wrong?
A triple whiskey.
Oh, he's just kidding.
What's wrong with the turtles?
You're not getting a triple whiskey than getting in my car.
He's driving your car.
I'm drinking a triple whiskey and getting on your
car. No.
Let's go.
No. I know he's not driving it.
Are you drinking a triple whiskey?
What? No. No.
Let's see if before we get done here, if we can get Andy 50 Shades of Red.
Okay, let's get Andy in terrorist mode.
Oh, whatever.
Look, it's easy to do. This is easy. Check this out. This is why I love Andy. Because he's reliable when you need your entertainment in the anger department.
Andy.
When you need someone to be angry about something that's completely irrelevant, come to Andy Bradwin. He was angry about how he's like, are we there yet? You're angry about life happening.
You're going to do that awful on the road.
His name is
Remember last night when you were, I was like, where the hell are we going? Like, do you know how to get there? You're like, come in here. You're like, yeah, I know how.
You just drive down the road, basically.
You're like, or you could just put in the address on Google Maps. I'm like, oh, fuck, dude, that's like typing it all in and pain in the ass fucking. Look at it. All this convenient technology is so fucking inconvenient.
Well, especially if you don't have any paper in your
fridge. I like when you'd be like, Andy, calm down. He's like, I'm not even mad.
Dude, I'm not fucking pissed. It's so true that you're like, all this convenience is inconvenient.
Well, he's got
to. It's like going
to
Circle K and there being a line of 20 people, right?
Oh,
I like to think when you die, it's just because you're gonna be so mad, a vein's gonna pop and you're just gonna bleed to death. Yeah. Just right on your forehead, just like boom, like Mount St. Helens.
It could probably just start spurting out of his hair, blood just out of his hair.
I'm not pissed.
That's some blood pressure going there.
His socks are turning red right now. Damn you. And you know, his name is very close to angry. Andy. Just take a couple letters out. Angry Andy.
Angry Bradwin.
Angry Bradwin. Bradwin. It's turned into the make fun of Andy cast.
The first time I performed in front of Andy, I almost killed his mom.
You did. That was funny.
And his mom, not to say that I'm good, but his mom just sucks at eating food. I was telling a joke, and then she started like, choking. And I was like, your mom is choking, Andy. Someone give her CPR, or like mouth to mouth before Andy has to do it, and it gets all weird. Someone kiss Andy's mom.
So he came up and gave
and
her the heiny lick.
I started my relationship with you on a mom joke, like an ultimate your mom's there making fun of her live in front of a group of people and humiliating you. And now it's proceeded on, and it's like I'm trying to one-up that every day and just be the biggest jerk I can to be to Andy so that he gets mad at me because it's so funny.
So did you save her life? Did you tell a joke and she laughed and spit out the food? Or
No, he started giving mouth to mouth to her, and it was the best show in the world.
You were making out with your mom? Oh my god! Oh my god! No wonder you get so pissed about everything.
God damn
lives with
it.
The mom. You told us you live with her. You didn't tell her you made out with her in a bar.
And she didn't know your mom tastes like just fried chicken.
Okay.
What?
Doesn't even make sense.
Are you not mad at me? Why don't you say something? He's like, stand up for yourself.
He's like. Oh my god, your mom jokes. That's bad.
All right, well, we got to go.
All right, well, hey, you guys, thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
This is great.
I want you to do one thing for me, though, Chris. Try as hard as you can to get blood to squirt out of his hair on the way home.
No, I don't have to try.
Why? He's already pissed.
He does it himself.
Angry Bradwin.
Angry Bradwin.
One time I asked Seth, like, what date was the show? And he just snapped at me. He was just sitting there doing his notes. Like, dude, it's so easy to know. Remember, it's the last Thursday of every month.
We're like, okay, Andy.
I did not say it like that.
You're pretty close.
Totally so
and then you're
shit.
Like, geez, dude. And he's like, I'm not even fucking pissed.
No, I didn't say it like that. It's bullshit.
Let's just fucking go. God.
Hey, Andy, what's going on? How the fuck are you doing, man?
That was awesome. Too bad you got to work early in the morning. Fuck.
Even when you're happy about shit. It's fucking, dude, it's so fucking awesome.
I was always scared of him. I thought he was always pissed.
No. You're not pissed. It's weird. You're just coded.
Why you got to get so pissed?
He's just enthusiastic. He's an enthusiastic person.
He's enthusiastically
angry.
Well, can't
they just be happy about things?
Yeah.
Or can they just think things are fucking awesome?
We heard your long...
passion.
We heard your long
list of woes. Not enough people are that passionate.
Divorced, all that. I'd be pissed too.
If our country goes into a state of like real despair and shit's really bad, that's Code Andy. That's when the terrorism alert has reached full vein popping angry red.
Attention. All alert. It has reached stage Andy. Red alert. Red hair alert.
The country must be really pissed about how long it takes to get to Tangent.
God, take forever, jeez.
That didn't even happen. You're just making shit up now.
He's just shaking shit up.
Are you mad? What are you mad, Andy?
Whoa,
are you mad now?
Are you the most immature
now
person
you're making
I've
shit
ever
up.
In my life?
So fucking immature!
Not even funny. So we're glad that the audience has really gotten to know Andy tonight.
Yeah. God damn it.
How much of a dick he is.
Thank you for having us, Terry and Dustin.
Hey, thanks for being here, guys.
Thanks for being here. Sticking around.
Come back again. And if any of you guys feel like being guests on the actual podcast, we get together in a multi-million-dollar studio.
Yeah.
With high-quality equipment provided by our sound guy, Jeff Simpson.
I'll definitely do it again.
Yeah, sometimes that sounds awesome.
We're trying to get some people to come on and do some bath salts and see what happens within the hour.
We'll watch out for you for like 5 minutes, then you're on your own. But.
So you guys just going to have tarps over there?
Yeah.
For like stuff to happen on?
And one of our previous guests is trying to get us to do what he calls the Icy Hot Whack-Off Challenge.
Jesus.
Where we have our significant others under the table using Icy Hot for lube, and the winner gets $20.
Wait, somebody else gets to touch your dick?
Well, our significant others.
Yeah.
Hey,
my wife and his girlfriend.
Donkey show.
You don't even think about it, Andy. You can't whack me off with Icy Hot.
No, I just want.
That's bullshit.
No,
dude.
I'm down.
You know how red
I'm
your
down.
Hands will turn. I know you are,
hurt,
but I'm
like,
not.
That's gonna hurt like hell. But as long as somebody else is doing the work,
you'll take an Icy Hot whack off.
I actually did it when I was like 8 or something like
that. You were in an Icy Hot dackle?
I just put it on there. I was like curious, you know, like it's my penis. It's really great.
I can always just rub it on.
With it. And like I put Icy Hot in my arm. It's like, that feels strange. Let's put it on my wiener. And I did that. And
it's tingled.
And
huh?
I went to bed, and then it was a terrible decision. It was not wise. And my mom was having like a dinner party. So I came out because I had to take another bath. I had to take another shower. So I went out there and I was like, Mom, I need to take another bath. And she's all like, why? I was like, well, I put Icy Hot on my thing. And she just starts laughing hysterically. She's like, guess what Mac just did to a room full of people.
That's like
that's an adorable story, though.
That's worse than The Exorcist, where you should have just come down and just pissed on the floor. That would have been better than your mom going, "You just put icy hot on his wiener, stupid little kid."
Just did, the little fucking idiot.
She would have said, "Just rub it off." And then the heat gets more intense, the ice gets more intense, and then it just breltnies and cracks apart. That's breltnies.
There needs to be an icy hot dactyl.
Ooh, do they have to put it in their mouth too?
Sure.
Did you see that picture of Sarah Palin doing the dactyl?
Doing the Sarah dactyl.
It's a Sarah dactyl, exactly. But she was only doing three because she's conservative. If she was a Democrat, she would have had five guys in her.
There Democrats do like hamburgers.
Oh, how do you know?
Five guys.
Oh, I'm slow. It's late. I like five guys in my mouth. Hamburgers, you guys. Hamburgers. Any last parting words? Parting meat curtain words?
Party words.
Woo!
Before you go.
Is that a party word?
Before you go, Andy, show us, your meat curtains. Show us your meat curtains.
What the fuck does that mean?
Meat curtains.
I think the cover of Krat Scott's Fever. I think Ted Nugent looks a lot like Weird Al Yankovic. But especially in the hair. You know?
He almost looks like Richard Simmons a little bit, too.
Could they be the same person? And we just never realized
He looks like
it?
He's about as pissed as Andy Bradley.
Richard Simmons needs to adopt that mustache.
Hey, there's the late, great Andy Griffith.
You ever kill an elk, Andy?
Never kill an elk?
You ever kill an elk like the Nuge?
With your bare hands?
No. Huh?
Have you ever owned a whore?
Oh, yeah?
No.
Have you ever fought a penguin with a switchblade?
No.
Have you ever killed a deer with your car?
No.
Have you ever fucked a transvestite in the snow?
No.
Do you want to? Because I'm not busy later. I'm headed to Alaska.
Oh, yeah, I fucking give it a try. What the fuck?
Have you ever bought... You could make little white lines on your shirt and it would be a pearl necklace. ZZ Top. ZZ Bottom. So, got any last words, Dust?
Yeah, rock on.
What about you, Jesse? You were so quiet tonight. I feel like you've already been on the show or something and you didn't want to step on any newbie's feet.
Yeah, I didn't want to step on anybody's feet. And I thought they were going to leave, you know, so I figured I'd still stick around. And so I thought I was going to get some time
they
alone
had
with you guys.
So much
and they hogged you.
I know.
They hogged you guys.
When I prefer...
You have been bogarting the
When you're sitting next to a Later, good storyteller Terry. Like Mac with one mic,
I know.
Fucked.
I prefer you didn't step on my toes with those golf shoes on.
Those aren't golf shoes. Those are football cleats. All right, and everybody here in the audience, all
thank you guys.
12 of you left, thanks for sticking around.
Oh, thank you.
Be sure to tune in at tagcastpodcast.com.
Yeah, we'll be posting it sometime this coming up week.
We have like 50-some hours worth of stuff you guys can listen to.
That's more than a work week. Thank you guys for coming out.
Yep, have a good night. Rock on and metal.
Hello, this is
Gary Murphy
from
Gary Murphy.
Amazon.com has some amazing deals, and you can help support the TagCast podcast by going to their site, TagCastPodcast.com, and click on your Amazon link on the top of their page.
TagCastPodcast.com.